Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dinner Then Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be talking about ham steak. Doesn't seem like it's going to be a very exciting recipe to some of you, I'm sure, but ham steak is actually one of our favorite and easiest sort of holiday hack meals. Ham steak is actually just thick slices of ham that's taken off of a regular full cut ham. You can buy them boneless, you can buy them bone in. Either way, it's like getting a holiday meal with like none of the effort. And it's not just for the holidays. We eat it all year long. We eat it with dinner. We eat it at breakfast and brunch. I chop it up into pieces, add it to other recipes. Most people overlook ham steaks because they're placed near bacon, usually in a grocery store, and it's kind of hard to compete with bacon. But if you look at the recipe on the blog and you see those pictures of these super crispy, delicious browned ham steaks, I'm pretty sure you're going to want to put that in your rotation. So let's talk about how you cook a ham steak. Ham steaks are pretty easy to cook. They're already a fully cooked meat product. So all you really need to do is warm it through. One of the best parts of the recipe that is really just my favorite part of it is the butter. We add a little bit of butter to the pan on medium heat. You don't want the butter to burn. And then we fry the ham steaks in the butter until it has this delicious browned crispy crust edge all the way around it, and even on the surface because it's just a thin cut of ham. Plus, it just takes 2 minutes to cook the ham steak, and then if you want to make it into a glaze, you just throw in a couple of tablespoons of brown sugar, squeeze in half an orange, and let it reduce, and then pour that sauce over the ham steaks. It'll taste just like your favorite slow cooker brown sugar baked ham. And if you're looking for that recipe, by the way, there's a honey baked ham copycat on the site that you have to try. We actually blind taste tested that recipe and people came back saying that they both enjoyed the flavor of that one better. And most people couldn't tell the difference between that and honey baked ham. So why buy ham steak instead of buying the entire ham, right? Here's the thing. If you buy an entire ham, you're probably going to serve 10 to 14 people with that ham. When you buy ham steaks, you can buy it in small packages, anywhere from 8 ounces to 16 ounces. You can use it for one meal, a couple meals, one meal for just two people. It's a whole different ballgame when you don't have to come up with 8 recipes to use with the rest of the ham. And if you want a different sauce recipe for it, maybe something that's not with the brown sugar and orange juice, we actually sometimes even just add a little bit of preserves to the butter that's left over in the pan and warm that through and spoon it over the plate. I like strawberry, raspberry, even grape is delicious. Orange marmalade, obviously. Apricot preserves are great. And again, if you have a half an orange laying around, squeeze that into it just to give it a little bit more brightness because you are using a cooked preserve product. What to serve with ham steak? Let's talk about that for a second. It really depends on if you're eating it for dinner or for breakfast. If you're eating it for dinner, serve it as you would at Easter dinner or Christmas dinner. Maybe cream spinach on the side, macaroni and cheese on the side, mashed potatoes certainly would be great on the side. All of those recipes are able to be found on the blog as well. And if you're making it for breakfast, I mean, fried eggs on the side, hash brown potatoes on the side, or even a red-eye gravy that you make with coffee on the side would be fantastic for it. My favorite way to use ham steak, though, for breakfast purposes, is to actually replace Canadian bacon with ham steaks. I just cut it into little quarters, brown it up in some butter, and put it right on the English muffin with the poached egg on top and the hollandaise. It's completely delicious. And if you look at the Eggs Benedict recipe that's on the website, you'll actually see that that's how I make my Eggs Benedict. Okay, so to the recipe. It's almost not even a real recipe unless you're making the glaze. So if you only want to make the ham steaks, it's as simple as add butter to a skillet, set on medium, and then brown the steaks in the butter. It should only take 2 minutes on each side. Since the steaks are already cooked, it doesn't matter what temperature it comes to. As long as it's brown and crispy, it's thin enough, it's going to be warm throughout. If you are adding the glaze, once you're done with the ham, remove it from the pan, leave the butter that's in there, and then add in 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, and 1 good half orange squeezed, and cook it for 1 minute. Once it starts bubbling up and reducing, taste test it, take a little spoon, blow on it for 5 to 10 seconds to cool it down because it is really at this point molten sugar, so please don't burn your mouth. And then when it reaches the taste that you'd like and the consistency you'd like, turn it off and pour it over the ham steaks to serve. If you have any questions about ham, holidays, ham steaks, any other great holiday ideas, we are basically going to be entering to all things holidays for the rest of the year. There will, of course, be some regular recipes throughout the weeks too, and Sloppy Joes are not going anywhere, so you will get to enjoy those as well. I know you are all pretty big fans of the Sloppy Joes, but we will be having a whole lot of holiday recipes on the blog. So any questions you have, anything holiday related, leave a comment below or send me an email. We'd love to be able to help out. Thanks so much. Bye.